92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Online music streaming became very popular over the last 10 years, and I find it fascinating that people actually want to pay a monthly subscription or leasing fee for the convenience of streaming their favorite songs. But I can also understand why that's very attractive for most people these days. I've always preferred to own my music, partly because CDs are much higher in sound quality, and I can always make an MP3 from that. But there's another reason I prefer physical media. It's because the artists get a much higher royalty check from it. Yeah, that's true. Most artists will tell you they can't make enough from just streaming, but consumers don't realize every time you stream a song, only about a third of a penny goes to the artist and the writer if they're not the same person. So it takes like 9,000 plays of a song for them to make just $3. But they get 9 cents from the sale of physical media, whatever the format, CD, vinyl, cassette, that's a big difference. So maybe you want to think about that the next time you're supporting your favorite artists and groups. You can always make an MP3 from a CD for your iPod or other music player, knowing that you've given more support to your favorite singer or band for making that song for you.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.